And we're gonna continue then with in the matter of Evan Stewart Elan. Counsel, please go ahead.
Good afternoon. May it please the court. My name is Salil Sabnis, Sabnis, S-A-B-N-I-S, Deputy Ethics Counsel from the Office of Attorney Ethics. This matter is being presented as an order in response to an order to show cause as to why the respondent Evan Elan should not be disbarred or otherwise disciplined. The DRB granted the OEE's motion for reciprocal discipline after respondent's license was revoked in Virginia in 2023. The DRB imposed a one-year suspension for respondent's violations of New Jersey RPC's 1.1A, 1.1B, 1.3, 1.4B, 8.1B, and 8.4D.
Counsel, may I help and offer guidance for all three matters because there's no one on the other side? If you could tell us what the DRB's conclusion was, what the OAE's recommendation is, and of course confirm that service was proper.
Sure. Service was proper. I have not had any direct communication with the respondent, Mr. Elan, but he has communicated with this court by submitting an oral argument form on or about January 23rd of this year, indicating that apparently he would not attend today's proceeding and that he did consent or does consent with the OAE's recommendations. The DRB imposed a one-year suspension in granting the OAE's motion for reciprocal discipline. The OAE is recommending respondent's disbarment. Now, respondent's derelictions are numerous. I won't spell them out. They're well established in the record. But his misconduct is amplified, we submit, by his utter disregard and contempt for the disciplinary system when he failed to comply with any aspect of the Virginia proceedings, including, I won't list them all, but here are some: not responding to the client's grievance in writing, not responding to a subpoena requesting his client file in that matter, which led to his interim suspension, failing to comply with essentially the Virginia equivalent of Rule 12020, mandating that he give notice to his clients and the court and his adversaries of his suspension. And otherwise,
before this court, I'm sorry, did the respondent file something that says, I consent and do not object to the discipline proposed by the OAE in this matter?
He did.
And at that point, the discipline that you were proposing was disbarment?
That is correct.
Okay.
Sure. So his comprehensive failure to cooperate in Virginia is then mirrored in proceedings that occurred in Maryland, the District of Columbia, and New York, where he was also disbarred. Much like the court's decision in In re Cantor, as cited by the OAE, there is nothing in this record to suggest that a respondent is salvageable as an attorney. His record of silence is compelling. And as the court stated in Cantor, an attorney who declines to appear before this court to explain his unprofessional conduct and who offers no evidence in mitigation of punishment for serious disciplinary violations displays his unfitness to practice law. And so for these reasons, and those stated in our written submission, the OAE is recommending that respondent be disbarred.
Thank you, counsel. We'll take that under advisement.